Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. And we are going to talk about grace. And my name is Grace, and I love the name Grace. I am representing the Grace Efficient International Ministries. It's a ministry that brings together women, young people, and all those who need help, because we need to help each other so that God may be pleased. So I want to thank God for this moment that He has provided unto us. And I want to thank Him for who He is in my life and also in your life. Glory to God. Brethren, this is a good evening that we are here and God has given us grace. I thank Him so far because of how He has been doing and what He is doing even today, and He is able to do even more to you and to me. I like the topic of grace because of what grace has done unto my life and what grace has been doing even in the life of other people who have been waiting to hear from God. If you always wait to hear from God, I'm telling you that the grace of God will abide and you are going to receive everything that God has for you. Grace is the topic that I like because grace takes us through many things and it takes us through that we cannot do without grace. And my topic tonight is sufficiency of God's grace. And we're going to pray before we proceed. Dear Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of the Lord, we want to thank you. We want to bless your holy name, O God. We uplift your name because, O God, you are highly exalted. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for your healing. Thank you for your provisions. Thank you for the grace that has been provided by Jesus on the cross, that we may live to please you, O Lord, that we may be able to overcome every day of our lives because of the grace that was founded by Jesus on the cross. Dear Master, we want to thank you tonight. We want to bless you, O Lord. I want to pray for my listeners tonight, O God, that you may do them good, Jehovah, so that they may prosper in grace and in salvation. Father, we thank you because you know where we are coming from. You know where we are and where we are heading to. You know you have our destiny, O God, and you are going to take us to our destiny. We thank you, King of all the glory, because you know everything, dear Master. And we bless your holy name, mighty King. Dear Lord, this night we want to bless you, O Jehovah. We want to pray for those who are going through difficult situations. We want to bless those who are going through storms of lives, O God. Because, my God and my Father, you are making them to be something new for your use, O God. We glorify you, Jehovah, because we are in the making. And when we are in the making, we go through difficult situations, O God. So that your glory may shine in our lives, O God. How I pray, dear Master, is for my listeners who will listen to this sermon, O God. From the archive of life, Jehovah, I pray that you may minister to their souls in the mighty name of the Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name, I pray. Dear Lord, that you may send your angels, O God, to keep guard over us, O Jehovah. And as we listen to your word, we pray that the Holy Spirit may minister to us in a mighty way, that we may hear your word and your word will be life in our lives, O God. And it may be a seed, dear Master, that will grow to a big tree of faith and grace, O God. We thank you, dear Father, for loving us so much. We thank you, Jehovah, and this we pray, trusting in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. And my topic tonight, or our topic tonight, is about grace. And I'm going to read from the book of John, and verse 14. And here we go. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, that he beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. We did not hear about grace before Jesus came to the world and he came as a person. And we never heard about grace because grace came by Jesus on the cross. And because Jesus came by grace, or he gave us grace, by his stripes we are healed. by everything that we went through, we got salvation. And by everything that he went through on the cross, we are delivered every day of our life. So grace is a very important topic in our life, because without grace, brethren, we cannot even hold on to salvation. We cannot even hold on to our salvation. We cannot hold on to trusting and believing in God, because grace has been provided for us so that we may be able to get through the situations of this life. And the Bible says in verse 15, John bear witness of him and cried, saying, "This was he of whom I spoke, that he that cometh after me is preferred before me, for he was before me." And verse 16, "And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace." Hallelujah. We received grace for grace. For there is nothing else that Jesus came for. He came to this world just because that we need to receive grace for grace. So grace on top of grace will take us through. It is only by grace. As the people of the past sang a song, that amazing grace that saved me. Because without the grace, there is no salvation, blessing. And as we continue in verse 16, "And of his fullness half all we receive the grace for grace." And verse 17 says, "For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ." So we are no more under the law. And I'm so sorry, because there are brethren or Christian or believers who still live under the law. The law did not save anybody. That is why Jesus was manifested, so that he can buy us from the law to bring us to another dispensation of grace. And we are living in the dispensation of grace, where all grace abounds. There is nothing else other than grace that can take you through. There is nothing else other than his grace that we can have victory. There is nothing else other than his grace that wondrous things are going to happen in your life. It's all about grace that we are going to receive miracles and wonders. It's all about grace that we are going to be living a day at a time and forgetting the things of the past and focusing on the things on the future. Because we have a God who never reminds us of our past. Because our past is full of miserable things that we did. Sometimes you failed so many things. You failed God. You never did what God expected of you. And he never remembered your past. And now it's time to move on, because of the grace that is provided to take us through and to take us up to tomorrow. And because our God is not a God who forgets. Is not a God who will overlook. Is not a God who will not reward. Is a God who will reward those who wait on him, and those who persevere, and those who endure to the end. The Bible says that those who will endure to the end are going to be rewarded. They are going to be called the sons and daughters of the kingdom. So, brethren, I know you are there and you are listening to me. It is your time to go forth. It is your time to move on. It's not the time to look backward. Actually, a good soldier is moving forward and backward never. It is not a time to move back. It is not a time even to focus on what happened yesterday. It is a time to look forward and focus on Jesus, the finisher and the beginner of your faith. If he began the good work in you, he's going to accomplish it. And the devil is a liar, because he cannot win, and he rules the battle many years ago. Brethren, we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ, who strengthened us. And so one of the most wonderful statements about our Lord was that inspired. He was inspired word from John, who wrote in John 1 verse 14 of Christ. He was full of grace. That wondrous fact of his being full of the attributes of the grace poured on by an even more thrilling reality for us. And it says in verse 16, "For of his fullness have all we received, and grace upon grace." So John says he was full of grace, and we have received that fullness, even grace accumulated. Hallelujah. Brethren, the grace is abundant. It is abundant. There is no more grace that can be provided other than that was provided by Jesus when he came on earth and he died. All the grace that we need is given. It is up to you to take grace, and it is up to you to believe in God that he is doing something new. He is doing something new, and he will do it because he loves you. He wants you to go far. He wants you to walk with him. So your relationship with God matters much more when you are requesting grace from our God Almighty. And so John says he was full of grace, and we have received that fullness, even grace accumulated. Hallelujah. We accumulate grace. For every picture of life, there is not a day that goes by in your Christian life experience that you are not the recipient of grace. Oh, Lord, I thank you, Jesus, because I am always a recipient of grace. All the days of my life, every minute, every hour, I am a recipient of grace. So it is all about trust and believing in God that grace is abundant in your life. Grace is the only way to go, and grace is the only way to walk with our God and closer every day. Hallelujah. And so, brethren, I want to encourage you. And there are so many things that grace does in our life. As we are the recipients of grace, it is grace that upholds your salvation. Without grace, you cannot live a single minute. You cannot live in Christian walk even a single moment. Without grace, you cannot even confess that Jesus is Lord, because the world is full of violent and arrogant things that are happening. But with grace, you are going to worship the Lord even in the storms. It is not easy. It is not at all easy to praise and worship God in the storms. But it takes grace. It takes confidence. It takes full faith in God, trusting him that he's there and he's watching you, and he will help you out of every situation. So it is grace that upholds us to salvation. And then it is also grace that gives you victory in temptation. Hallelujah. When you remember the death of our Jesus on the cross, we always, hallelujah, when we remember the death of Jesus on the cross, we always remember that he came just for us. He came for us, that we may live, because he lived. And so the singer sang and said, because he lives, I'm going to face tomorrow. Because our God lives, I am going to face tomorrow. It is grace that gives you victory in temptation. It is grace that makes the word rise. Yes, in our life. You can read the word in the book. Hallelujah. But it is grace that makes the word rise. The word is rise in your life. You are able to trust and believe that the word is true because of the grace of God. I don't know what I can explain grace, but grace is an unmerited favor. It is something that we don't deserve. But by God's favor and mercy, he poured grace into our lives. So you are able to believe and to believe that the word of God is life and active in your life. It is grace that draws you into communion and prayer. Hallelujah. It is grace, something draws you towards liking what God is calling you to do. It is grace that pushes you to do ministry. It is grace that calls you to go out for prayer. It is great that be saw something in your life that you feel that you need to talk to God. Grace is all we need. And again, it is grace that makes you useful for service. Hallelujah. And I like that. It is grace that makes you useful for life. Hallelujah. Grace will make you be useful in the life of the ministry. And I can remember, because in the book of Romans, the Bible says that grace, we are given grace according to the service or to the gift that God has bestowed in you. Some of us are called to be pastors. Others are called to be apostles. Others are called to be teachers of the word. Others are called to be prophets. Without the grace of God, nothing can operate in our lives, because it is the grace and the measure of the grace that God bestows in us according to the gift that is in work in us. So the grace makes you useful for service. Hallelujah. Without grace, no, God cannot use you for service. It is grace that enables your gift to function in the spirit. I have mentioned some points, and this is about grace and salvation. The second is about victory and grace. And the third is about word becoming right in your life. That is the third thing. And the fourth thing is about communion and prayer. And the fifth thing is about being useful for service. And the sixth thing is about the gift to function in the spirit. Those are so much important things that we cannot do without in the Christian life. So, blessed, I'm going to pray with you that you will be able to manifest the grace of God in your life. Grace makes us even have the joy of the Lord, even when we are going through difficult times. The grace of God will come into our lives, and it will make us give a smile. Hallelujah. Even when we are hard pressed, but we are never destroyed. Hallelujah. I thank God because of another man in the Old Testament. This man was called Nehemiah. Nehemiah was called by God to go and build the walls of Jerusalem. God put grace on him that he may be able to go and do the work of the service. As we have heard, that it is grace that makes you useful for service. Nehemiah was useful for service, and the broken walls of Jerusalem were able to be built and were able to come together because of the calling of Nehemiah and the grace that was bestowed in his life. And the Bible says in Nehemiah 4, and it came to pass that when Sambalat heard that I builded the wall, he was wroth and took great indignation and mocked the Jews. And he spoke before his brethren and the army of Samaria and said, what do you, these feeble Jews? Will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heap of the rubbish which are burned? I feel my heart crying inside me. My spirit feel crying. Because these are the enemies of the people of God. Even today, I am sure there are Sanibarats in your life. I am sure there are people who are putting great indignation upon your life and mocking you. When you are trying to get out and do good things for God, there are people who are in your life. They just don't want to hear you say that because they don't believe in you. But let me tell you, brethren, you are to do what God called you to do, despite of the enemies. These were so many enemies. They were so many enemies. With so many questions, as we have had, what do these feeble Jews will they fortify themselves? Will they sacrifice? Will they make an end in a day? Will they revive the stones out of the heaps of the rubbish which are burned? Hallelujah. I know there are so many things that have been burned in your life. But I want to encourage you no matter how deep they are burned, no matter how deep the heap of the stones are, there is a God who is going to pour grace upon your life, and you're going to go down deep where the heaps are and get out what is important in your building. And you are going to build because the Lord God has poured grace in your life. It doesn't matter. Don't listen to them. Don't pay any attention to them. Let them not break your heart at all, but move on to the calling of God in your life. And I'm going to tell you that the God who called you to be a servant or to serve him, he's going to throw himself strong. He's going to manifest his power upon your life. Just make a step of faith. And get out of that comfortable zone. Get out of that small box. It cannot contain you. That box will not contain you. What it will do, it will just suppress you, humiliate you, and mock you. Get out of the box and step out and see what God is going to do with your life. And first three says in Nehemiah chapter 4, now Tobiah the Ammonite was by him. And he said, even that which they built, even a fourth, go up. He shall even break down their stone wall. Hallelujah. People are talking the same thing today. They look at you. They look at your back. Well, they look at how you look like. They look at so many things in your life. And they start despising you for who you are. But let me tell you, brethren, tonight, that the way you are, is the way God is going to use you. God is going to use you from where you are. Don't try to help him. Don't try to think how you can do it better. But just trust in God because the grace is upon you. And wait and see what God is going to do in your life. Because God is going to use you. As he used Nehemiah, he came out of the king's palace to go and work for God. It was not an easy thing to get out of the palace and go out and work for God, but he went. Let me tell you that the enemies were surrounding them. The enemies were looking for their downfall, as so many people are doing today in your life. They are looking for your downfall. They are trying to show you how it is impossible to do this. But I am believing together with you that all will be well. And you are going to make it by the strength of our God. Because when God called you from the darkness into his marvelous light, he called you so that you can see the light of his Son. And you can walk in the light of the gospel. And that gospel will do its work in your life. Our God will never come in person here on earth, but we are his ambassadors. Are you an ambassador for God? What are you willing to do for God? You are not just here to be here and to make money and to raise up a family and to be a good mother or father and to be anything that you think you are. But there is much more why God has given you life today. Because he has a purpose to accomplish in your life. That purpose is what is doing for God, is going for God, is speaking for God. Let me ask you a question. When you see things happen outside there, the way they should not be happening, what do you do about it? There is something that comes into my heart, and this thing is that ask me. If it was God who is looking at the situation, what would he do with the situation? What would he do with these people? So he expects us to do what he would do in any situation. So, brethren, we are called to stand for God. We are called to do it for God. We are called to speak out for God. So many things are happening and everywhere and all the time. And we need to speak out and say, this has to stop in Jesus' name. Or this has to be built up in Jesus' name. And so Nehemiah built the wall with the people who were given the grace. There is a verse that I don't want to forget before I
before I finalize my message. This verse is in 9, chapter 4, Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 9. The Bible says, "Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto God and set watch against them day and night because of them." Hallelujah. There is a task to do. When the battle is severe, when the battle is too much that you feel like you will not be able to win, go to God in prayer. Hallelujah. Go to God in prayer. I'm telling you, these people or the people of God, because of the discouragement that were coming from Sanballat and Tobiah and the Arabians, they had to stop a little bit. And then they went to God in prayer. When you feel like you want to retreat, if you have to retreat and go to God, retreat and get more strength to keep you going. Praise be to God. And when you do this, you come out with the strength to continue. Hallelujah. So our God is a God who hears our prayer. Nevertheless, we made our prayer unto our God and set watch. It is about prayer to God. When the battle is severe, go to God in prayer. And when you go to God in prayer, also keep watch of against the enemies. Because you have to keep watch. Because the devil is using them to do any harm. But we have the victory in Jesus' name. I want to declare and decree that your life is blessed. That your life is going to be the way God wanted to be. And just set a watch against them day and night. I wish we can all be setting a watch against our enemy day and night. Day and night. Be watchful. Whenever you turn from your sleep, whenever you do what you need to do, keep watch. Know that the enemy is against you, and we are going to win because of the enemies. Keep watch. Go to God in prayer. First and faith. And Judah said, "The strength of the bearers of burdens is decayed, and there is much rubbish, so that we are not able to build the wall." Oh my God. Sometimes we feel down. Sometimes we feel that we are not able to do it. We are not able to continue. The burden is too heavy on us. We are not able even to praise the Lord. But I am telling you this, that we have a God in heaven. And the Bible says in verse 11, "And our adversaries said, they shall not know, neither see, till we come in the midst among them and slay them and cause the work to cease." That is what the enemies were saying, that they are going to cause the work to cease. I have only a few minutes remaining to finish my sermon. And the Bible says in verse 12, "And it came to pass that when the Jews which dwelt by them came, they said unto us 10 times, from all places hence you shall return unto us, they will be upon you. Therefore, set I in the lower places behind the wall, and on the higher places, I even set the people after their families with their swords, their spears, and their bows. And I looked and rose up and said unto the nobles, and to the rulers, and to the rest of the people, be not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great, terrible, and to fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your horses." Here is the promise from God, that be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible. Our God is great and terrible. Our God is wonderful. He is all powerful. And fight for your brethren. He is gonna fight for us. He will fight for you, my sister. He will fight for you. I'm able to do more than you think. He is able to deliver you from all troubles. So I'm gonna play with you, and then I'll let you know when again we will be online. Father, in the mighty name of the Lord, I thank you for my listeners, O God. I pray that you may give them victory, O God. Whenever they are trying to do for you, Jehovah God, fight for them because you are our God. Thank you, Jehovah, because you are able. Heal their families, heal them, O God, and bless them for ministry in Jesus' holy name. Our number, if you need any prayers, our number is 678-933-1295. That is our number. Our ministry is Grace Sufficient International Ministries. And we are here for you. If you need anything, don't hesitate to call us. God bless you so much. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.